is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. CBS News estimates Vice President Kamala Harris has received the endorsement of a majority of Democratic delegates, enough to secure the nomination. She spoke at her campaign headquarters.
And it is my intention to go out and earn this nomination and to win. Yeah!
California political analyst Sherry Bevich Jeffy.
The Democratic Party is deciding that they need to circle the wagons as soon as they possibly can. And that is very helpful to Kamala Harris.
All 24 of the nation's Democratic governors have also endorsed Harris. President Biden may have taken his name off the ticket, but he's not resigning, says CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The White House chief of staff telling the rank and file in a morning staff call that the president plans to serve out his 6 months left in office by focusing on the economy, health care, and foreign policy. To that end, he is set to meet later this week with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is now in Washington to address Congress on Wednesday. We're also awaiting word on when the president plans to address the nation and the world about his decision to leave the race.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle faced sharp criticism during a House hearing focused on the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. Cheadle admitted the Secret Service failed on July 13th. CBS's Scott McFarlane was at the hearing.
She said she apologized to Trump last week and said so far, no one's been fired. As Democrats join calls for her resignation, including California's Ro Khanna.
This shouldn't be partisan. If you have an assassination attempt on a president, a former president, a presidential candidate, the Secret Service director should resign.
A prosecutor in Illinois has released body camera footage showing then-Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson fatally shooting an unarmed black woman in her home. Grayson, who is white, has been charged with first-degree murder. CBS's Roxana Saberi has been looking into Grayson's employment history.
Grayson has pleaded not guilty. When reached by CBS News, his attorney declined to comment. Last week, Grayson was fired from the sheriff's department. Documents obtained by CBS News show he has worked for 6 different law enforcement agencies since 2020.
Most of the nation's big airlines have recovered from the Friday travel mess caused by that botched software security update. But CBS's Chris Van Cleve says Delta continues to struggle.
But as they started to come back online from the IT outage, their crew tracking system did not come back to life the way they expected it to. Without the crew tracking system working, as they were canceling thousands of flights, they essentially started to lose track of where their resources were.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
New research finds Americans' trust in government health agencies is eroding. What are the implications, then, for healthcare?
The drop in trust coincides with the COVID pandemic.
Trust has gone down substantially from 2020 to 2022.
Dr. Sanjay Shete is the study author and a professor at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston.
The trust is important for adoption of cancer health recommendation from these agencies.
He's worried about cancer prevention, treatment, and management.
Lower trust, that means more likely that these measures will not be taken by the public.
Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Auto safety regulators are investigating complaints that some Ram pickups and Jeep Wagoneer SUVs can lose power, shift into park, and apply the emergency brake. The investigation covers about 150,000 vehicles made by Stellantis beginning in 2022. The regulators say they've gotten 80 complaints from owners that the engines can shut down. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with storms possible late. Muggy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a few storms, highs near 80. A little cooler and definitely less humid as we look through the rest of the week. Highs from the mid-70s to near 80. It's 67 right now.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. Thank you.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. when the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word, Ducky, to get your second drink for free.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
About a thing she saw.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Call me if you need a friend. she lied. Well, no one told me about how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned.
She's not there.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you. you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you. When all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is the word.
Well, the perfect summer night soundtrack with timeless hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. More coming right up on WRJN.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you. Now in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
Baby.
smile. You know things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
I'm A dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a car like an island he's all alone.
Two can make it just for any place.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Likely Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris is on her way to locking in the nomination. Former CBS White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Vice President Harris and her team are moving at what could be described as political warp speed to consolidate power and put her imprint on her campaign. She's already won the pledges of a majority of Democratic delegates. It's a clear sign that she's on the way to securing the presidential nomination next month or even before then.
A new CBS News YouGov poll shows Democratic voters approve of President Biden exiting the race. CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
Democrats nationwide are reacting positively to President Biden stepping aside.